Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Broadcasting live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sunny Las Vegas.
Sunny. It's fabulous, though. Fabulous. And sunny. And hot.
Absolutely fabulous. And with, sparkly.
I was going to say, with sparkles? Or
sparkly.
Hosting tonight, of course, the one... the only Mr. J.J. Nunn. How are you doing tonight?
Good. A little stiff. Sore.
Sweet.
Yeah. I think we need to find a...
Every once in a while, you got to be waking up. So.
I was woke up. Sunday morning, I woke up. And I wasn't looking to the right unless I turned my whole body and my shoulder.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So.
Easy. Wait, I gotta find a lesser contact sport somewhere. To be completely honest with you, man,
football was a contact sport.
You know, that's 20 funny. Years ago, these hits didn't hurt as much the next day.
That is true.
And yeah, I'm stiff. My neck, my shoulder, the straps, the belts.
Well,
got
me. They obviously did their job, so they kept the seats.
Yeah. They did their job. My eyes were spun around my head. You find out, you don't realize how hard a hit it is until the next 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
When you're looking for the Advil. Yeah. I don't recover.
To the Metamucil.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you that 30-foot Grady White bow rider with the twin 235 outboards that is sitting down on Boulder Highway.
Starting to look pretty good, right?
For 17 grand, it's starting to look real good.
Yep. Hey.
As I, you know, getting smacked around with a fish or a wave, I don't think is as contact as I had Saturday night.
Wear your cowboy hat and... sit underneath an umbrella on your boat.
Exactly.
That sounds terrible.
And feed the carp.
Yeah, there
Bring
you
the
go.
Bring the popcorn and feed the carp.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I'm doing okay.
Hey, that's good. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Now, I know the man always on a mission here, Mr. Gary White. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, I know you're cringing him talking about boating instead of racing.
Hey. I got a race operation for sale.
There you go.
He wants
a boat too. Huh?
He wants half that boat, $8,500. You got to buy in, man.
Hey, mother-in-law in Havasu. It sounds pretty good. He spent some time in Havasu.
I'll go to Lake Mead.
Havasu, much better. Dang.
Yeah.
You got knocked around pretty good, huh?
It was quite a shot. Surprised the hell out of me, and thank goodness nobody else got collected in it right on the front stretch.
Well, and of course, if you're just tuning in, you're not sure what we're talking about. This past Saturday, racing at LVMS at the Bullring, the Bombers division, which these guys are in, and pretty good. You know, last show of the night. Right, that's not typical. You guys have been coming on early, like super late. You're usually last.
I think I'm not sure. We've been running first. We ran second. I'm not sure whether he's going on a rotation or not.
It seems like a rotation.
Yeah, okay. This is a. I mean, we have those divisions. We have a number of divisions out there, and this was our fifth race. So I would believe we were due to start. Last
at some point.
So, yeah. I don't know. That's something we never asked him if they're rotating.
You know. Hold on here a second, guys. Speaking of Tim Richter, I've got to say congratulations to him with that police and fire and EMT night out at the Bullring.
Hero night.
Hero night. The opening ceremonies was just absolutely awesome.
Really? I missed that.
I mean, those opening ceremonies was great.
Cool.
Allowing the police force and the fire department, all of them up on the flag stand to start the races, allowing different police cars and police motorcycles be the car. What am I looking for?
The pace car.
It was awesome. For me, it felt like LVMS was giving back to them. And congratulations to Tim Richter for putting that together.
You know, and again, and one of the theme nights that, in one of the six theme nights that they are going to have, and of course, Heroes Night was this past weekend. Great turnout in the stands also.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Very good turnout. You know,
real good turnout.
And then for your guys' race, too, everybody stayed. You know, it wasn't like after the Super Late or something, you know, the crowd left or anything. Everybody stayed and watched all the races. So that was good to see. You know, fans like that sticking around and watching the whole show.
We used to run the last show, and I just want to also say, you know, congrats to Tim for, you know, putting on that show and honoring our local heroes, our first responders.
Right.
You know, a lot of them were in the stands, you know. If you weren't out there, you missed a great bagpipe exhibition.
Yes.
Had the bagpipers out there. Was real moving, and I think Tim should continue that year after year. You know, it recognized quite a few people that we depend on. We know they're there. Let's hope we never have to use them, but they're the best in our community. So for myself, as in On Wheels Now, thank you very much to our local heroes.
And, of course, no shock to you about police being around you and all that. So you're used to that,
yes.
Which is – so you felt at home.
I put on a hat, wig, sunglasses, and
walked around.
Had a brochure in front of my face.
Walked a little differently. Like, yes.
It did take me 15 minutes to get from the pitch to the stand. I saw them as they were lined up to go out. They're working on their computers.
Yes. When you pass.
Looking at the mugshot.
He's got a suspect.
Can I see this guy in the book?
Yeah, exactly. He's on the most wanted list.
No, it was a great opening ceremony.
They had all the
representative departments.
Cool.
All down there with their lights on.
Hey, they could have put on a police chase, have JJ out there with his car and a cop chasing them on the track for exhibition.
He'd feel right at home, huh?
Maybe next year, Jay.
That probably would have been SWAT.
They had a sniper up there for you instead.
They had a canine. That's all. One knows their canine dogs could probably outrun the 33 at this point.
Jeez. So. Hey, Gary, on this Summit Mag, why do I see the turbo circled on this? You buying turbo?
Don't look at the other one.
Yeah.
On my magazine, I got nitrous.
Yeah, nitrous, turbo. What is going on here? These aren't allowed on the bombers.
You know, we got to do something. I can tell you that.
They got to catch it first.
We got to do something.
Overall, it was a good show, you know, I mean...
Yeah,
he got spun, unfortunately, and luckily, knock on wood, I mean, it doesn't look like, physically looking at it from the distance, like a lot of damage to the car.
No,
I was able to hold it together. So
I was,
that was
told
good.
To take that 100-pound iron bumper support out.
Well, luckily, it moved the wall, and it didn't give on your car.
No. And I'll tell you, that is not coming
off. No.
That is, you know, we discussed on previous shows about being 600 pounds over.
Right.
I can tell you, if I had that removed, the gas tank would be in the passenger seat behind me. It was a hell of a hit. And I'm just glad nobody else got hurt. Nobody else, you know, came in.
Absolutely.
Because it was just two cars in front of me, the leaders. I had moved up for the leaders and then came down in the back stretch and went through three and four, and there's 14 cars behind me coming.
Oh, yeah. Now, talking off the air, you mentioned something about the move-over flag. It brought up an interesting point. From your understanding, the move-over flag is for when the leader comes around, not anybody else coming to lap you. Is that
correct?
Correct.
The rules, you move over for the leader.
But not for anybody else?
Does it mean
you have to get out of the way for...
It is not plural.
Okay. I mean, I know like in the Lucas Oil division and those... It's for, you know, if you're getting lapped, you're getting lapped by, and that's from anybody on the lead lap. But your understanding is the lead car only.
The lead car, yes. And I had moved over. There was two of them. There was Aaron McMoran and there was Martin Sullins in the seven. I got the flag. I knew I had the 53 behind me, Scott Bradbury. And I looked up in the mirror and he was already up.
Okay.
That's... At the front strat, when I got the flag, going into one, about two car lengths, I moved up in front of Scott.
Right.
And went through in the two-and-a-half groove, through one and two. Right in the middle of one and two, that's when I saw Aaron McMoran go by on the lower side.
Yeah.
And then Martin Sullins. In the middle of the back stretch, I looked down to the left, and I had no cars. I looked in the mirror, and Scott Bradbury had moved down to the second groove. I had went down to the second, and then down into the one groove going into three.
Okay.
No pressure.
Yep.
Okay. Went through three, went through four. Went about three car lengths out of four, and that's when I was nailed on the straightaway.
Now, you guys have receivers. Was there any communication from any officials that you know of?
Yellow car stopped on the front stretch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My car died.
Yep.
I tried starting it.
Yep.
Well, actually, first I threw out my hands and I was like,
right,
WTF.
Right, exactly.
Okay. In disbelief that I was just driven through.
Which, by the way, WTF is the name of my fantasy football team. So, anyways.
That's where he came up with it. So, rescue was right there.
Yes.
Before I knew it, they were at the passenger door. Right. They were out. She was out standing there.
Right.
Already. Not one, but two trucks.
Sure.
Were right there. That's when I was looking down and I looked to the right and she was right there at my window.
Right here,
and I'm fiddling with my switches, trying to hot start it, you know. And it took a couple times and she finally fired and I waved to them to go and she waved, yep, go ahead. You're good to go. Evidently they had the trucks blocked. Where I was down below and up in the one groove, so I could just take off.
Right.
And the next communication was over the radio from the tower was 93 to the back.
Okay.
In which I saw him sitting in turn one on the apron, and I took off to get alongside of him. And he took off, and I caught up with him in turn two when he slowed down. And I did not give him the finger. I just pointed at him. So,
I've seen you done that before.
I pointed at him in Pahrump and got accused of the finger.
I've seen that before, too. You're pointing to somebody, hey, let them know that, you know.
You know.
You thought that wasn't.
You screwed up.
Right.
That. You know, it was totally
that's on
unnecessary.
You or not me or whatever.
You
so.
Know.
Yep.
I'm spinning around in 14 other cars while I was spinning, managed to get around me. Why couldn't he?
Right.
And then even after the restart, I took my position behind the leader, one lap down, behind the two leaders.
And still, the 14, I stayed on the white line. Still, those 14 cars still managed to get around me without driving through me.
Now, the way they do the restarts there, do you get the opportunity to either start in the position, whether you're lapped or not, or to the back of the pack? How do they
that's
do their lineup?
That's my choice. I chose to start
that's
back.
Fine, and that's a choice. That's a choice that they give the driver.
Okay. My choice was to start back up. One, I was not going to give myself or the 93. I think it was Hans this time, Kirk Hans, or Schumacher that was in the car. If I would have went to the back, something probably would have happened.
Right. No, and that's that's a good choice as a veteran driver to make a decision like that, because some people in the stands might not know why you wouldn't you go to the back, or why choose to start back in the position.
I had pulled up back. I knew where I was. I had pulled back up behind the 7 of Martin Sullins, and then the next communication from the tower was 11 car drop back, let the 33 in.
Okay.
And that was Court Connell.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Because that's where I was racing at that point.
Right. And then, and obviously most divisions are like that. You get the option to either start. Some of them, move them to the outside, but some of them let you, obviously get.
I didn't
want to
go in the back and start more crap.
No. And then that's a good choice.
You know.
Right.
These guys know. They all know. Nobody came up to me after the race and said, JJ, you're in the way.
Yeah.
There was 7. Now, as double file start, there was 7 laps left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I even had went over to Billy Hearn and said, I hope I didn't mess you up. Because he started behind me on the restart.
Right.
And he says, thanks for coming. JJ, no, you were fine. I went to Nick Nusitelli. And he said, JJ, no, you were fine. I know where you are.
Right. And that's an important thing to know, obviously knowing some of the drivers out there, what their cars are capable of. Most of us know how the person in front of us is going to start. For the most part, so the guy behind you pretty much knows how you're going to start, and you knew, how the guy in front of you is going to start. Just kind of knowledge of getting to know the one track, getting to know the drivers that you're racing with, it's
they know where I'm going to be.
Common. Exactly.
Okay, we're still learning. Gary and I, we haven't been there in 7 years.
Right.
We haven't raced up against these guys.
Yeah.
We're learning, we get information from other drivers. All right, who does what,
right.
Who does this, and who does that.
And some of that might change after the weight rules also, after the summer break. But.
This Hans, this 93, was on probation.
Okay.
Okay, he was on probation last year. It was the third race of the season, and there's video on YouTube of it, where he stuffed, he totaled... Bargain Helps car on the backstretch, the two car.
And he's been pretty loose, even on that race that you were into the wall. He was loose in more than one corner, more than one time, from what I noticed.
We were warned about him and the Schumachers, Corey and Bobby Schumacher, at the beginning of the season, the ones with the Caprice, and to watch out for him. We were told they were on probation. They were put back on probation, and this is how we ended the show last week. This is how we ended aggressive driving.
Right.
Very, very aggressive driving.
Well, and like the point that was brought up, the difference between aggressive driving and, let's say, stupid driving.
This is the way
driving.
I put it to Tim. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been dumped by Billy Hearn and went over to his pits, and they haven't raced me. They don't know.
Right.
Until I explain it. Scott Bradbury got me twice. No big deal. No problem. Okay. I haven't had to gone to the tech barn with an issue.
Right.
And I go, we all make mistakes. It's an entry level division.
Well,
okay, that's expanding more than that. But I made mistakes too.
Absolutely.
But you know, this is over and over and over.
Right.
Okay. It's getting a little old, getting a little dangerous. Well, I fear for this kid, and I fear for the rest of the drivers out
there. You
know, there.
And obviously one thing that you brought up, safety first. You know, that the first thing to think about is safety, as anything is a safety issue. Second thing, you know, nobody wants to tear up their equipment out there. You know, it's hard to get car counts. It's hard to get, you know, you start tearing up equipment. Some of us don't have time to work on their cars or whatever it is to get them back out there. You know, it's hard to do. So you don't want to see equipment tore up or
This 93 car can's totaled one 3 weeks ago, bargain huff. That car's not coming out. It's getting scrapped. And he almost did a good job with mine.
Right.
Okay, whether the fans like me or don't, whether the drivers like me or don't, okay. You mentioned car count.
And I don't know if that's 50-50, if they like you or not.
I think 25-75. You figure it out.
I'm just kidding, Jay.
I got three fans, me, myself, and I. That I know.
That's all you need, right?
That's it. Okay. I got three fans, me, myself, and I. But, you know, I'm out there to have fun.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my car's slow. I will admit it. It's outdated. Okay.
You know what, though?
7 years ago, it was a top five car.
But you're all out there racing from the first car to the last car. Everybody on that track shouldn't have to worry about getting booted or hit or whatever. I mean, yeah, crap happens.
In the heat race, Pat Petrie was in the 7X. Okay, we had a great heat race.
I didn't know.
I love racing him.
Yeah,
we were racing for fifth and sixth. And I had a great race with Scott Bradbury going on. Okay.
Right.
You know, last turn he made a run on me. That's, you know, your front runner is going to race with your front runners. Your mid packers are going to race your mid packers.
Right.
And your back enders are going to race with back
pack. The back packers are going to race with the back
Exactly. You know, okay. You know, years ago, I was a front ender. Now, right. I'm a back packer. That's fine. But there's no reason at all to drive through somebody.
Right. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. Guys obviously talked to some people, and unless anybody's blind, they've seen what's going on out there, so we'll have to see and let the
my concern
tracks do what they're supposed to do. And sometimes driver, we want to see immediate you know, infractions or immediate discipline, but sometimes we don't know. They might have things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Maybe they are taking certain actions.
And that's true. They you know, when you say something and they say, hey, we're taking care of it, and a month later you see the exact same thing, you know, maybe you didn't take care of it strong enough.
Right.
But on the other hand, the tech officials, the track manager, is not in that car.
Right. Well, and a couple of things, too. I mean, let's say, for instance, you know, somebody's doing something and you immediately discipline. Maybe it's better to let that person have a couple instances and then be able to get rid of that problem on a long term instead of constantly dealing with it on a short term. You know what I'm saying is, so maybe they're waiting for a long-term solution, not just, hey, you're slap your hand and you're done. Maybe they want to get rid of this situation.
This dates clear back to last year.
I don't know.
So,
I'm just saying that, you know I'm not defending anybody. I'm not.
And three races ago, it was not a matter of me going to Tim and say, what are you going to do about this?
Right.
I never questioned Tim.
Sure.
Never questioned. Okay, I was corrected on something that I had misspoken of.
Okay.
Okay, this gentleman was never suspended.
Okay.
Okay, I do know he was on probation. Okay, my concern was for the welfare, and people are going to say I'm full of shit. I'm not. My concern was welfare for this kid driving the car and the welfare of the other drivers.
Well, no, and that's a good point. Because you brought up the fact that this is entry level. On top of an entertainment level, if the kid's learning, then he needs to be told and learn that this is not how you do it. This is not how you – it is a safety issue. You could hurt yourself amongst, you know, hurting other people.
I mean, I've made my mistakes. I'm no angel.
Right.
I am no angel. Back in the day, I was absolutely no angel.
Ask
at
anybody.
All.
They'll tell you you're no angel.
I mean,
but no,
it's taken a while to mature and understand, I guess, my age, my body. You know, guess what? Doesn't come back from the hits like they used to. I don't take the chances I used to. I'm a little more thinking, methodical driver. But at no time did I question the call.
Right.
This was not about him going to the back and me getting my spot. This was not my discussion with Tim. Okay? My discussion with Tim was this: with the safety of all the drivers in our division.
Right.
Okay, with this one driver, Kirk Hans. Okay.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
We watched, Gary and I were there. We watched, and again, there's videos of it, of him stuffing the two car in the backstretch. I don't want to see that, again. Okay. Bargenhoff, just as old as I am, and I know he was hurting the next day.
Right.
The car totaled.
And real quick, well, go ahead, Gary.
Well, no, as he said, he totaled it there on the backstretch, and that's definitely not going to keep a car count up.
No. And it could be a deterrent from other people that might want to come out.
Especially the one stance. As you say, in the
stance.
Can
you put the phone number out there? If you have something you want to add to this topic or talk about, maybe you've seen what happened or were involved
with
it. Sure,
give us a call, 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. Love to hear your opinion.
Yeah. I mean,
the
maybe,
phone lines are open.
Maybe,
feel free to call.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll take a quick break, too, and then we'll talk some more about this past exciting race at the LVMS Bullring this past weekend. So we'll see you after the break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. If you are a race fan, race car driver, or even an official, please call in and let us know what is on your mind.
And we're always looking for sponsors. You can call in and sign up with J.C. Morris.
We don't always remember them, but...
Call in number 702-685-8116, 685-8116. I want to thank our sponsors out there, Reliable Banner, Sign Supply and Printing. Get on www.rbprints.com. That's Reliable Banner. Mike at Reliable Banner. Nevada Pick Apart, want to thank Steve at Nevada pick a part, you need parts for your car, don't want to buy retail, go down to Nevada Pick Apart, give them a dollar, right?
$1.
Bring your tools.
And a spray bottle, cool yourself down.
Go pick your part and then take it up to cashier. I want to thank D&N Equipment. Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment. Appreciate everything that they do. Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiators. You got a problem with overheating? Go see Pickart Radiators. You got a problem with your air conditioning? Maybe you just want it checked out. Maybe it's not as cool as you think it should be. This is a family-run business for years in Henderson. Take your car down to Pickart Radiator. Bill and Jim, they'll take care of you. They're not going to upsell you. They're not going to take you down the road. They're really, really honest guys. And they'll keep your car running cool, and they'll keep you cool inside your car. Go get an AC check with them.
Sweet.
Want to thank Daniel at Best Muffler for all that they do. Go check out Best Muffler. Got a loud noise. Catalytic converters smell like egg. Your car just not performing the way it needs to be. Go see Daniel at Best Muffler.
Who do they see? Danielle?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Danny.
Okay.
Go see Danny at Best Muffler.
And you wanted to say something.
No, hold up.
Hold that thought. Okay.
Camp out.
Oh, Anthony at Camp Out. Don't want to forget. Looking for a
camper show.
Can they still go to Losey and Cheyenne?
They do have a small
yard there.
Yeah, small yard,
but not
for camper shells.
Camper shells on small trailers
on Fremont Street.
Fremont Street.
That's where the parts are, right? If you want parts,
RV parts,
any
parts.
Yep. Okay.
RV parts, brake parts,
trailer
camper shells, toolboxes, trailers. Go check out Camp Out. Go ask for Anthony in Las Vegas. They'll be able to hook your truck up.
Sweet.
For sure.
Sounds good.
And one special shout out to one of us, our favorite ladies here.
They grow up so fast, don't they?
On Wheels Now. Want to thank Miss Kaylee Barker and congratulate her graduating from Mountain View Christian School this past Friday night.
And was able to make the race on top of it. So.
Yes, believe it or not. They were out there Friday night testing. Right from graduation. And
now how many other girls graduating can say that? Not too many.
So. And I spoke to.
There you go. I spoke for you.
To the finance manager.
Uh oh.
I spoke.
What are we getting?
I spoke to Miss Vicky Barker. Kaylee's mom, and Kaylee had a choice.
Oh.
Kaylee could have gone to any college she wanted anywhere, but she would have to give up 4 years of racing.
Okay.
Or she could continue racing and go to UNLV.
Oh.
Do I need to tell you what she chose?
So it looks like we're going to see Kaylee for the next 4 years.
We're going to have a UNLV alumni soon.
So, yes, Kaylee was shaking her head behind mom's back. I'm staying here.
Well, that's cool. You know what? And really, so, on all honesty, if you want to support a great up-and-coming smart driver, young Kaylee Barker, you know, go to KayleeBarker.com, get a hold of them, and give them any kind of support. I mean, what a outstanding young lady, you know.
So congratulations, Miss Kaylee Barker, graduating from Mountain View Christian School.
Cool.
They get big quick, man.
What?
This is the little girl that was in a friggin' crater with Ron in the pits. Back in 02, 01?
99, 2000.
Let me tell you, that girl's got some great reaction time, because this past weekend she avoided...
You saw the race.
What could have been a really bad incident? The number four car, I think it's Barry Carr, you know, got out of control or whatever. And then down on the front stretch, there was some things going on. I, you know, I mean, you got. I'm sure there's video
this
out there.
This is the super late model.
Super late model
that
division.
Kaylee really
right,
said,
and,
yeah.
And Kaylee really had to make some quick maneuvers to avoid. She, you know, and she could have easily, like, just snapped the car and went down into the infield wall, but she was able to get the car down low enough to avoid an accident and keep control enough to stay out of the wall, and really just last minute was able to maneuver her car past, you know, an incident that could have been bad. I'm sure Ron was happy about that. So
18 years old, 37 years younger than me, they have quick reactions.
She didn't hit the wall. I'm not going to say who did. No. At least she backed it in a little bit. So
yeah. But
you know, and
it's reaction time.
Yeah.
Girl,
you know what?
Girl is
and
quick.
Let me tell you, that number
she is quick.
She is, and let me tell you, I get kudos to the number four car for keeping control of his car when it coming out of between three and four, because man, he could have lost that pretty easy, and he maintained speed, maintained control, and was able to hold on to his car too. So really, really good control of that car also, you know, and Kaylee also, and amazing. I'm glad there to see them both in one piece. So. But,
so,
anyways,
that was a super late model.
Hold on. Okay.
I just had a phone call. He didn't want to come on.
Okay.
Mr. Ron Barker, he's busy at work, so that's the reason he didn't want to come on. He had just told me that during that whole race, she had no power steering.
Oh, no way. And was
she
still able to
muscling that car?
No
wow.
power steering. And between practice and the main event, they had to go home and get a new transmission and go
you
back and
be
put it on.
Me.
Put it in.
Wow.
Holy yes.
Cool. And to,
yes.
To be able to just finish the race.
And he said
amazing.
The stagger was off a little bit, so right. they couldn't.
I thought her
no
arms
power
looked like Popeye the sailor after the race. I was like, man, this
new transmission,
yep.
No power steering, and the stagger was only off a little.
According to him, he's busy at work, so obviously
right.
he
and
can't
anybody,
spend much time.
If anybody knows Kaylee Barker or don't know, go to KayleeBarker.com and see the size of this girl. She's just a 17-year-old, young, you know, probably, JJ, you're about her size. No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
I'm just joking. You know, to be able to muscle that car without power steering.
Yeah, he said
amazing.
They had no power steering the whole race.
Cool.
They changed the transmission, and the stagger was off.
So it's even just amazing she was able to finish the race.
If
so,
I didn't have
good.
Pure power steering in my bomber, I never would have taken it out. I wouldn't attempt to friggin' muscle that thing around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now we know why she's going to UNLV instead of some other. She wants to race.
You know,
so.
But that I can see how important it is to stay out there points wise. I know you guys have both been in points races, you know, points season
battles.
And so on. It's important to be able to keep those points up, whether your car is 100% or not, you know. So, and I'm sure that was part of the issue, is to be able to keep your points. You know,
keep
you don't want to lose
their in points.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
Scotty knocked off another one. Scotty Gaffarini.
Man, when is that going to stop?
I think it's a slot car. I think you just put it out there, press gas, go to the front. That's it. He's got a groove out there. That's his own groove, and.
Well, you know,
that's
that was a good race. You know, the super late race was a good race. But
let's say congratulations to Aaron McMorrin for another one.
Another win.
Yeah.
Yep, he got another win.
That's four out of five.
And speaking of wins, Kaiser got another one.
Boy, and he pulled that one out of a hat.
Yes,
because so obviously Phil, unfortunately, Phil Goodwin.
I spoke a little bit to Phil in the pits, and he said his back still wasn't 100%. And he missed
the previous race
because his back was hurting.
Did it affect him?
I haven't talked to him in the last three days, but I will.
Okay.
I will be in his area tomorrow, so I'm going to go in and talk to him. But he said his back was still hurting, and then as you said, the accident up in 3 and 4 happened. So. I didn't get a chance to talk to him after the race because, you know, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
So I will talk to him and see what's up.
Cool.
I'm going to try to get him to come in. So hopefully Phil will come in for us.
And throw a quick shout out to Mr. Pete Meyer. Yes.
He came back out.
Oh, that's the 96. I was wondering if it was just his car or if he was actually back out.
Yeah, he was back out. I had to apologize to him. I got a little hot and heavy in turn one and pushed up into him in turn two. And I caught up with him after dinner and apologized. But, yeah, that was he gave me the thumbs up. Okay, we're good. Didn't destroy nothing. So he's back out there. He finished fifth. He finished fifth.
Wow.
So he had a real good run also. So it was good to see him again.
Another good
and
turnout.
R.J. Smotherman.
Another win.
Puts another one.
That's what, his sixth?
Sixth in the, yeah, sixth.
Sixth already. Man, yes. That kid's on fire.
That's good.
I mean, he gets out front, and he done, there was even a yellow for a spin, and he just doesn't relinquish. I don't think he ever lets off the gas.
No, I don't either.
Well, you know,
I don't think he lets off that gas.
Well, he probably don't, yeah. Gas it and go. But he did say he got in trouble for not mentioning his sister the last time, the last race he raced.
So oh, really?
Feeling Smotherman, yeah. Of course, the crowd loved to hear that. But he had gotten in trouble from Dylan for not mentioning her name as someone that helped him out.
Of course, we know how Dylan can get.
Let me guess,
right?
It's
yeah.
only Dylan the one saying
it. Yeah, exactly. Ay, ay, ay.
I do got to apologize to J.J. Nusitelli. Nusitelli.
Driver of the 66 Orange Grand Torino.
Yes, out of Utah.
Okay.
I do have an on-wheel shirt for him, but I forgot it this Saturday. I guess he went looking for me in the pits. And I had to run.
I know, you guys were busy.
No, Nick, I promise I'll take it next race. You'll have it next race, pal.
Cool. Cool deal. Hey, guess who I bumped into after the race?
No, guess who I bumped in during one of the races?
Oh, who's that?
You know.
Who was that?
Our good old buddy, Jesse Day, was out there.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, Day Auto Works.
Yes.
Yeah, we said hello to Jesse.
Finally got to see him.
You haven't seen him in a long time.
It's probably been a year and a half since I've seen him.
Does he plan on coming back out?
Oh, no. He's just watching. He's just watching.
Yeah. That's good.
That's it.
He's
painting again.
Doing
auto body work.
Walking around.
So who did you run into since I thought you were going to say Jesse?
No. I was at In-N-Out afterwards. I saw your buddy, the world famous Thane Alderman.
Oh.
He's like, hey. I was like, where were you? Because I didn't see him at the track. He was like holding up his wristband. He's like, where do you think I was? I was like, I don't know. It looked like you came from the hospital. He was like, oh, no.
He was helping out Jim Wolfen.
Yeah.
Jim,
and which was seen again. You know, did he had a great run.
He said he finished third.
Was it third?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Alderman said he finished third, and the race before he finished second.
Second,
so,
You know, that's just him being consistent, because he wasn't out there, like, you know, really battling hard against everybody or anything. He's just out there running a good, solid race and then, you know, finished second and third.
If you've never had a chance to talk to that Wolfenstein guy, Jim Wolfenstein, let me tell you, he is funny. He is hilarious, but he's serious. He's pretty.
So he's not trying to be funny. He's just funny.
No. He's pretty funny.
Okay. Is that your same take on it, Jay? Or you got nothing to say?
Jim, I didn't have a chance to speak to him, but he is very, very, a very good driver. I didn't tell you that. I know Jim. I've met Jim. I don't spend much time with Jim, but very straight-faced and very serious.
I happened to stand next to him in the driver's meeting. We were talking about Pahrump.
Oh, yeah. Because he, obviously, the Wolfensteins have been racing in Pahrump for many years.
And for the ones that don't know, he's got a place where he puts all of his tractor equipment, all of his road equipment and all that right next door to the Pahrump Valley Speedway, so...
Yeah, it's Wolfenstein's obviously the name around racing between Pahrump and Vegas.
Around racing and around Pahrump.
Pahrump,
so.
Especially. Yes. So.
Nice guy.
Yep. And, of course, Thane's been racing with him up at the Rocky Mountain Challenge Series up north for a while now, 7-8 years. So, of course, riding with Wolfenstein. I think early on, Wolfenstein was just like a sponsor of his, but I don't know. I'm sure he still helps out in many ways. So
many, many ways.
I'd like to see Thane out here again. Didn't he attempt that recently? How long ago was that?
No.
Maybe that was a while ago.
Not Thane. Thane won't put...
Come on, Thane.
He'll practice, but...
He doesn't want to do that.
We've seen him out there. Last year he was out practicing. He was testing tuning.
That's where it was. Maybe it was a test
and tune. Last year it was a test and tune. He was out there, but... Thane said he wouldn't...
That don't mean he wanted to. Yeah. He was just out there.
You need to put some notes in Tim Richter's hand or something so that it, like, entice Thane to... Everybody knows Thane is a note stealer. He's a note thief. If you have notes, watch out. He's going to grab your notes from you.
I think he got away with our sponsor list.
Maybe he didn't want us talking about our sponsor.
I don't know. Hey, we did get to get Thane to talk about his dog.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. It was okay when he talked about his dog. Was it okay when we talked about our dogs?
And cats.
And cats. I'm sorry. Some of us here are cat people.
We can talk about horses.
Horses.
I ended up, the car was on the trailer, and I had some leaks on the right rear.
Okay.
And we had a rear seal leak, but, you know, we couldn't determine my brakes had went away. All right. Not that the other guys want to hear that I'm using brakes because I'm slow enough as it is. And we couldn't determine whether it was brake fluid or was rear gear fluid. So it was suggested by a young lady by the name of Pam, otherwise that goes by the name of Barrel Junkie, to taste
okay.
it.
Oh, no way.
And she was kidding around, but I was like, taste it? I says, is that what the racers do down in Pahrump? If they got a leak, they taste to figure out what type of oil it is? And she owns a couple. She races barrel racing.
That's
okay. Thus the name Barrel Junkie. And I said to you, I said, you know, my car's sick. It's leaking oil. I'm not going to take. I said, if you have a sick horse, do you go to the rear of the horse and taste its dung to determine what's wrong with the horse?
Wait a minute. This isn't tranny. Yeah, this is like, a gear oil.
Wait a minute. You know, do I have too many oats in the wheat and the hay and the corn or whatever? I don't know. Maybe I need to add more corn. I have no idea. But that's what I was suggesting.
I'm glad I wasn't involved in that conversation.
It caught me off guard. Taste it.
Okay, wait. So did you taste it?
No.
Okay, I just want to double check. Okay. Hey, some people tell a story, they're like, well, and I ended up tasting it.
No,
it wasn't gear oil.
You put Tim in the taste.
Okay,
the taste.
So Tim figured out
where's
it wasn't gear
oil. Where's my crew chief?
Yeah, that's a crew chief.
That, you know, we're talking about
exactly.
animals and dogs. So just led into horses, rear gear oil, and horse dung.
Dung.
So that's the way that goes. But she is going to be racing, crap, I forgot.
Horse racing?
September barrel racing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is going to be racing soon.
Cool.
At the Silverton? Is that where they race?
Do they do?
Gary,
like,
that's what
I don't know.
The Silverton,
I don't know anything about.
No,
it.
Not Silverton, South Point.
South Point,
South
that's
South
it.
Point.
It's a South Point. So
sweet,
a true horsepower coming up. I think July, August, something like that.
One horse.
July.
No,
them horses.
She's
will
talking
die
about
in July.
Two horse.
She's talking about running two of them.
Well, two horses.
She's got two of them that she's getting trained and getting them ready. So, and she's looking for some sponsors. So she's going to take two horses out there.
You've got cars to sponsor, Mike.
How do you put like sponsors on a horse? I mean,
well, I had went through this with her. I had discussed this, and I said, I mean, they have hair dye. Why can't we airbrush
the
on wheels
on
now
the
on the right rear quarter of the horse? You know?
Hey, that would bring up the question.
What,
like, what is this? It's horse racing.
Why don't we just, you know.
Right.
And then they tune in to a race car show.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
So it was interesting, but she's going to be out there at South Point.
Cool.
And that's our crew chief's girlfriend.
His main
Pam team. Pam DiMaggio? He's shaking his head.
When's
yeah,
the wedding?
I believe it's...
No, I better shut up.
Sooner than you think.
My phone's blowing up here.
I know. Hey, go ahead and answer your phone, Jay.
Yeah.
We'll just come over here and do a radio show.
Yeah.
We'll come do a radio. So, Gary.
This is a radio show.
People are busy on the phone. You know. What?
South Point, September.
Oh, okay. You're allowed to talk about that. South Point in September. Is there, like, a name of the show? Is it a... Colorado Days? Is
horse show.
Rodeo.
World famous barrel racing?
Rodeo.
South
From
Point Rodeo.
700 barrel races show up.
Wow. You know, I don't know if you guys ever seen barrel racing, but, man, they...
Okay, that's enough.
Hold on. Breaking news. Updates.
Sponsor stickers on horse trailers.
Okay. There you go. Horse trailer sponsorship. Hey, speaking of racing, not just horse racing, but Prump, they're racing this weekend, I believe?
Yes.
So no LVMS racing.
Off
for,
weekend.
But I think, is it Midnight Mayhem this weekend? I don't know. On Friday. I thought it was. But if you want to find out some more racing information, go to thebombernation.com website. That's thebombernation.com. Click on the message boards and see what's going on. Sell something, buy something. Look for a car if you want to get into racing. Good place to go, thebombernation.com website. So you want to check it out, go ahead and click on the message boards and you will find a little bit of everything.
Hey, I got to... Tim Richter at LVMS...
Oh yeah,
is starting or trying to start up a, I guess you would say a new division.
Not is he want to like host a new division or actually start a local new division?
From my understandings, I'm taking it as he wants to start a new division. He's shooting to bring it out on July 3rd.
Oh, that's short notice. Huh?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And it is the skid plate racing. And if nobody's ever seen a skid plate race, they need to bring it up on YouTube. And they have it in Irwindale a lot.
Yep. That's actually, I believe where it originated was out of Irwindale. Of course, you guys did see it at the Speedway at Willow Springs,
yes.
Quarter-mile track out in Rosemont, California.
And we've seen
it in Dario. Yep.
And we've seen it in Irwindale as well.
Yes,
Irwindale.
There were
almost 30 cars.
30 at Irwindale.
In
right.
Irwindale.
And a good 20 at Willow Springs.
And the skid plate cars, it's a front-wheel drive car.
Typically a four banger.
I've spoke to Tim a little bit about it, and he's going to limit it to only four cylinders.
Okay, because they do.
Obviously, you need a front wheel drive, so just
right.
So you don't go run off and get a rear wheel drive car.
Because if you don't know what skid plate racing is, obviously go check it out. You can probably find a set of rules at Irwindale or one of those places.
And speaking of rules, as of yesterday when I spoke to Tim, the rules was not clear.
Right.
He is working on them, and he is going to get them out there. So
I'm still waiting for the Grand American Modified rules to come out.
They're already out.
If I haven't seen them.
If you want an idea of what skid plate racing is, go to YouTube, type in skid plate racing. And you will see front-wheel drive cars dragging around the rear end, and instead of wheels, they have
steel skis
right. On the rear wheel.
On the rear wheel.
It started out
with them just putting on aluminum bumpers that would throw sparks.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they've set it up where these wheels have welded skids on them.
they're locked up and the rear ends just slide left and right, and it's a hell of a show.
And
man,
it doesn't tear up the track or anything.
No, it
unless,
doesn't.
Unless Tim's looking to repave the track, this might be a good way to do it. I don't know.
No, no, it don't tear up the track, okay. You know, because
that or work in the second, third groove.
Maybe this is a good idea here.
Well, because as Jay said, you put the skis, so to speak, on the bottom, metal plates, which are smooth, so it don't tear up the track.
Right.
You know,
and but they're in front, they're rounded up
like
so they can't dig in.
Yeah,
right.
And it's no worse than if somebody lost a tire and just had the rim on a race car.
Well, and when they come out the rules, it will specify what type of skid has to go on there and all that. And obviously, it's fun to watch. It's kicks up sparks and things in the
it's a hell of a show. It goes wild.
And these guys are spinning. You got to think, it's the rear end's basically like it's on ice, and they're just pulling.
And
the rest
and
of
the
car
front
on
end,
the front.
And the front
and
end
spin
is
real easy.
Yes.
And
the majority
really
of the time, the rear end is passing the front end.
Right. So.
So that's what Mr. Richter's trying to get together out there at LVMS.
Cool. I think he's looking at an exhibition for that for July 3rd.
He wants to display it. Yes.
So maybe get a group of guys together from Irwindale or the Speedway at Willow Springs with Andy Daddario down there and get some guys up here to display their cars or something. That'd be cool.
Check it out. YouTube Skid Plate Racing. You'll get a good idea of what it is.
And if you want to find out more, you know, shoot JJ an email. Go ahead. It's jj@onwheelsnow.com if you have some more questions on it.
Yeah, sure.
Email Jay if you don't mind.
Yep.
Cool.
No problem.
Or if you want to bitch at him, that's a...
Yeah, complain. That's fine.
That's the place to do it. So that's cool. Hopefully,
send me ugly pictures of yourself.
Uh-oh. Maybe
don't
the horse. Maybe
pictures,
the horse's ass.
He might. Don't send Jay any pictures because he might send you some back, and I don't know what you're gonna get.
You're censoring me on my email.
You're old, I know. What the hell?
You're censoring me.
Hey,
on
I know better than the email than to censor you, whether by email or anything.
It's not my account. It's yours. I ain't worried about it.
Hey, why isn't my email working anymore?
Delete.
Yep, delete.
Yeah. Delete.
So, that'd be cool. Well, I mean, that's short notice, but we know sometimes you can pull together shit on short notice, right? Beep.
Only with Michael involved.
That's
hey,
it.
So you're going to do something on 4th of July?
Yes,
you
I am.
Say anything, or?
I am going to have a barbecue in my pits.
In the pits. So
after, while the fireworks are going on, actually.
Is this July 3rd or July 4th?
July 3rd.
Which is Friday night. So the race at
LVMS. Why am I
going to
be out there on July 4th?
That's 4th of July.
No, July 3rd
at the race
at LVMS. We have a race. I believe it's a Friday night.
It is.
After we race,
uh-oh,
I'm going to barbecue in my pits, as I used to do years ago all the time.
No.
Am I invited?
Is it invitation
on with the show
or walk up only, or I mean everybody's welcome?
Anybody in the pits is welcome.
Cool.
Anybody in the stands is welcome.
Cool.
LVMS officials, LVMS track managers.
You're welcome while food lasts.
Yes,
come and get it.
No weapons, please.
Guns stay away.
Yeah.
I would prefer everybody that comes brings me a beer, but everything
exchange
is going to be there to eat except for drinks. We're not going to provide drinks.
Bring
just
BYOD.
Yes. It's only going to be hamburgers and hot dogs. So,
cool. We'll talk some more about that, I guess, next race. But
yes, that's what I'm shooting for.
Cool. That's going to be the July 3rd race on Friday, big July 3rd.
I heard somewhere that we're testing on Thursday.
Oh, good.
Thursday. So they will have a test out there on Thursday for July 3rd that's on Friday.
Sweet.
Either way,
we will see you next Tuesday here at 6 p.m. live as we are every Tuesday. And we're going to be looking forward to talking about some more local racing. So glad to see you join us every week. So we'll see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
You spin me right now, baby, right now, like a record, baby. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.